Father, we worship you and we praise you today, for thou art worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. And we are so grateful that you have shown us this new and living way wherein which we find peace with God our Father through Jesus his Son. Faith in Christ and his sacrifice on our behalf, that we are now welcomed into the presence. So here we come, Daddy. Here we are, rushing into your presence. Your arms are open. You know us by name. And we are grateful for this open invitation you give us. So as we sing these songs, we pray you'll be blessed. This is our opportunity to bless you with the praises of our mouth and our hearts. So hear us as we sing, Lord. Cleanse us now from all unrighteousness. Let no unclean thing even draw nigh unto this place. And you be glorified. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah, it's been a little while since we'd been up here for church on Sunday. We try to do something to get together in the summers and in the last couple summers, maybe just with our kids and stuff being little and squirmy and busy with ministry. It's been hard to break away on a Sunday, but we had the opportunity to, and so really wanted to come up here. We're so thankful for the unity that we have with your church. And for those of you that may not know this, Annie's dad is our senior pastor at our church, and so he and Randy both are part of the Fort Collins Church Network, and that's something that's very dear to our hearts, is the unity in the body of Christ as a whole in Fort Collins, because a house divided will not stand. And so that's our heart, is to see Bible-believing churches come together under the banner of the Lord Jesus and in the name of the Lord Jesus, and just taking back, taking the land for the kingdom of God. Amen. And that God would be glorified in that. And so we want to thank you for your years as a church of faithfully supporting our ministry and standing with us. To be honest, I was praying about what to share and where to start, because so much has happened in the last few years on campus. It's just been like an explosion. And I don't know if you'd seen some of this in some of our newsletters. We try occasionally, kind of at each semester break, we try to give a summary or a synopsis of just what all the Lord has done, try to roll all that into two paragraphs on a piece of paper, you know, and it's can be quite challenging. We just have seen, well, similar to your church, I mean, there's new babies, new families, and new faces here, and it's just wonderful to see the growth and the expansion of the kingdom of God. And we're seeing that too on campus. This just to give you, maybe I'll just start with some kind of, I'll start at like the 30,000 foot view, and we'll try to bring it in for a landing here. But just to give you an idea of what the Lord has allowed us to do on the college campus. So our ministry reaches out to CSU, UNC, and then the Front Range Community College campus as well. And we're so thankful for the doors that God has opened for us to minister to these different campuses, because if you're removed from the college campus, at this point in time, you could pretty much forget everything that you thought you knew about what college was supposed to be like. Even from when I was in school, I graduated from CSU in 2015, and in the last 10 years, it's the college campus and the atmosphere on campus, and the ideologies on campus have changed dramatically. The amount of confusion, the amount of, I don't know. I mean, confusion really is the best word for it, because the whole idea of truth, the whole idea of pursuing God and knowing God as the source of truth and life has been thrown out the window, and it's been replaced by all these human ideologies like love, which we would receive from God, is perpetuated as love yourself. You know, you love yourself first. So you can see, the problems that would create in an adolescent mind. That's why the Bible says, husbands, love your wife as yourself, because you naturally love yourself. Yeah. You don't have to be taught that, you know? It says, for no one ever hated his own flesh. But in a world where people are left to their own compass, their own ideology, their own direction, what you end up with is chaos and confusion. And so our heart is to bring the gospel of Jesus into these students' life during a crucial time in their life, because if you think about the number of life-changing decisions that an individual makes between the ages of 18 and 25, that sets the course for the entire rest of your life. That's also this season in life when 19 out of 20 people become Christians. Yeah. 19 out of 20 people become Christians do so before the age of 25. After 25, from 25 to 35, it's 1 in 10,000. After something like 45 or 55, it gets up into the like 1 in 100,000 or 1 in 200,000 range. And not that we live and die by the numbers, because the Lord can do anything and the Lord has the ability to redeem anybody at any time. But what it shows us is there's this ripe opportunity to fulfill the Great Commission, which is to go therefore and make disciples of all nations. And the college campus is unique because all nations come to these university campuses. Like at CSU, there's students from over 100 nations in all 50 states. And UNC is a little bit smaller, but it's an amazing place to do evangelism. I met a couple years ago and have been discipling a guy named Samuel, who's from Nigeria. There's another couple guys that I do Bible studies with, one from Honduras, one from El Salvador. We know multiple students from China and different parts of Africa, and South America has been increasingly common. And so it's a wild and awesome place to do evangelism. So this, just to give you an idea of what the Lord's opened the door for us to be able to do, our staff approached students with the gospel 28,488 times this past school year. There's 17 full-time ministers on campus. We taught 3,100 Bible studies, just over 3,100 Bible studies. And of the students that we know and we met personally through these one-on-one evangelism encounters, we saw 89 pray to give their lives to Jesus this school year, which we were super excited about because, you know, at the beginning of every school year, we go into the year with faith goals and expectations and things that we're praying for and believing God to see. And so we went into the school year believing for 77, because that was more than last year. And the Lord not only met but exceeded our expectations, and it's very, very exciting to see. And so I wanted to share a couple testimonies with you that I hadn't included in our newsletters. There's a couple guys that came to mind as I was thinking about what the Lord's done in the last couple years. One is a guy named Matt. And Matt, I actually met him before he was even a student at CSU. He was on campus, happened to just be moving, you know, helping one of his friends move in at CSU. And he wanted to come to CSU, but that was a semester away. And amazingly enough, I was actually leaving campus, but this guy came on his longboard down the sidewalk, and I don't usually try to stop people on their longboard or their bike because it's not generally that profitable, you know. You end up getting run over, you know, or make them crash. But this guy, I just sort of felt led, and I stopped him, and he stopped. He came to a screeching halt on his longboard. It was pretty impressive. And I shared the gospel with him, and we had a pretty good conversation, and you could tell he was soaking it up. And so we kind of starting to wrap up our conversation. I go, you know, I teach Bible studies here on campus. What do you think that would help you figure out where you stand with the Lord at this point in your life? He goes, well, yeah, it would, but I'm going back to Minnesota tomorrow. I want to go to CSU, but I don't go here yet. And he and I, so I said, oh, okay. Kind of thought he was the one that I was supposed to meet today, you know. So he does. He goes back to Minnesota, and we stayed in touch maybe once or twice over the phone that semester. And turned out he got accepted to CSU, came the following semester. We met up for a semester or so in Bible studies. We teach, typically we teach one-on-one weekly Bible studies. We have some different group things, which I'll get to in a minute, but how am I doing on time, Randy? Sorry, I want to be sensitive to time. Yeah. I didn't look at my watch when I came up here. So. Okay.
We've already gone about 15. So.
Oh my goodness, okay. Okay, long story short, Matt decided college wasn't for him, took off to work in the trades, and about a year or two later, he called me up out of the blue. He goes, man, my life is a mess, and I really need your help. And so he still lives here. He lives in Fort Collins, still working in the trades, but through our encounter on campus, he was the one that I was supposed to meet that day. But the Lord made me wait 3 years to see it. Another guy named Caleb, similarly, I met him on campus. His dad's name is Joshua. I said, you could just come with me now, you know. Yeah, yeah. But he basically goes, I know that I'm not right with God. I know that I've been doing all the wrong things, but I grew up going to church, and I need to figure this out. And took a while. So he and I studied the Bible for about a year. And this past semester, he made a decision. He goes, I want to start walking in covenant with God. And so he did. And we're just seeing this all over the place. I mean, students giving their lives to the Lord in repentance and following after Jesus, getting baptized, joining the church. Building healthy, solid relationships with other Christians and reaching out to their friends and bringing their friends with them. And we have just seen this explosion of salvation, of multiplication, people getting married and having babies. So we've dubbed this summer Restoration Summer. Because there's just so many areas in our life personally, in our ministry, that we are believing God to just continue to restore and build. And so we're very, very thankful for your church and the way that you've supported us faithfully for years. And we see our partnership as a way for people to sow seed into the kingdom of God. And where you may not be able to go out and do evangelism personally, you can help enable us and send us out into this harvest. And so one of these areas that we are believing God to restore is in our partnership team and the financial side of our partnership team. And so if you would, I know your church supports us. We're very thankful for that. We'd be very honored if you would pray about and just take it to the Lord, the possibility of joining our partnership team on possibly an individual basis. But that's all we can ask, is that people would take that to the Lord and hear the voice of God about that, because we want our partners to be led to join our partnership team. And so, sorry, I didn't realize I'd taken up so much time here. If anybody would like more information about what that means, we'll be around this afternoon. We look forward to being able to just continue to fellowship with you, and just want to thank you very much. I feel like there's so much more I could say, but like in Roman or Hebrews 11, he goes, "Time will fail me if I tell of Barak and Samson and Jephthah and." The prophets and Jeremiah, you know, I'm like, I've got so much I could share with you, but there just never is enough time. So thank you very much. And
do you want to hear a little bit more from him before me? And I'll just chop mine quickly. It's up to you.
Yeah.
Sure, well, you want to carry on here. Talk about what you were going to talk about, the process and the things you're doing in private study and group.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Yeah, so we spend a lot of time, countless hours a week on campus doing evangelism. And so typically the way that we strike up conversations with students is just out and about on campus. And the way that I was met before I was a Christian and when I was just a student at CSU, an evangelist came up to me, and he just goes, "Hey, excuse me, man. My name is Vinny. I'm with a Christian church here in town talking to students about what they believe. Would you mind if I run a couple quick questions by you?" And we just are believing the Lord to open up a door to share the gospel and to see where people are at. And we have a saying on our staff that everybody at some point in their life is receptive to the gospel. And somebody is receptive today. And so that's the person that we really strike out to campus to find, is that person that's receptive today. And the word also says that the one who sows abundantly will reap abundantly. And so in the process of searching for the one, we sow seed. And so, like I said, yeah, I think we made 5,600 plus gospel presentations this school year. Sowed a lot of seed.
How do the Bible studies work on campus?
Yeah, so the question was, how do our Bible studies work? So the students that we meet as we're out doing evangelism that feel a tugging on their heart to want to know more, or they've got some questions, or they have heard this or that and, you know, want some clarification. What does the Bible say about this or that? And there's such a wide spectrum of people that you meet and backgrounds that people come from, but that's why most of our Bible studies are one-on-one Bible studies, and typically we'll just meet, find a time that's convenient in their schedule, and work around classes and things like that, and find a spot typically in the student center. And this last year was pretty amazing. We had so many Bible studies going on that our staff would be like racing to the study rooms to claim study rooms for Bible studies and spots upstairs, and at all hours of the day, every day of the week, you could find somebody in the student center doing Bible studies. And it was pretty, it's pretty exciting. So most of our Bible studies are, like I said, weekly, one-on-one Bible studies where we'll just sit down for 45 minutes or an hour and get in the Word, and gives us an opportunity to tailor-make that Bible study for that individual and really just meet their need and their level of spiritual hunger. Yeah, exactly. Answer their questions and help them to come into this relationship with Jesus. Or grow in their relationship with Jesus.
A lot of them are recommitments.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it used to be more rare than the students that you meet that are like, I've never been to church and I don't know anything about this. That's becoming more and more common. But typically, the student that you meet, their background sounds something to the effect of, yeah, I grew up going to church. I've heard about these things. I know some of this. But in recent years, I haven't been to church in years. I'm not following the Lord on any level. And I just have kind of wandered away into the ways of the world here, realize that I it's time to get things back on track. Yeah, so we do hear a lot of that, and there's a reality too that not everybody's ready for a one-on-one Bible study. That can be pretty intimidating for some of the students in today's day and age, and so we do have a lot of group Bible studies going too, which that was really fun to see those explode this year. We bring in students and staff into these Bible studies, and every week we share a testimony of salvation. So somebody who's in in these Bible studies, but students who aren't saved and don't know the Lord have the opportunity to hear experientially how God has worked and moved practically in somebody else's life, and it builds their faith to realize, wow, God's not so far and unattainable as I thought. And it brings the nearness of God right to them. every week we have three men's group Bible studies going on campus, and two women's group Bible studies, one of which Annie hosts at our home. And so not only did our men's group Bible studies just grow unbelievably, but the girls' groups grew twofold plus some this year. Started out this semester or the school year with about 10 girls coming to our house on a weekly basis, and ended the year at 20 or maybe just above. And so that's going to split into two groups next year because we can't fit that many people in our house. standing room only Bible studies, you know. So we're very excited by that. And then everything we do throughout the week between evangelism, Bible studies, on Friday and Saturday nights especially, we like to do fellowship kind of events and invite students. Friday and Saturday nights, we do fun things to just build relationships and invite students into the life of the church. Because, like, before I became a Christian, I kind of was under the impression that if I was going to follow Jesus fully, I was going to be locked up in my room in a straitjacket to keep me out of trouble. You know, the trouble that I'd been in and been running from, and I had no idea of the depth of relationship and just the life that's in the church and the fellowship and the friendship and the guys who I would meet in church that would become the groomsmen at my wedding or, my brothers-in-law. Annie's one of five, and four of them are girls, so we have lots of brothers-in-law. And her brother actually is getting married here in August, and so things, family's growing, ministry's growing, and sorry, I digress here. Everything that we do on campus throughout the week leads up to our Sunday meeting. And as an evangelist, our job is to go out and bring them in, like fishermen, you know, bring them into the net. And so a lot of what we do on Sunday mornings is picking students up on campus and delivering them to church and calling them on their excuses sometimes. we meet on Sunday mornings, we meet at 10 a.m. at the Marriott Hotel. Yeah, and amazing, we've been there now 8 years.
Wow, that's glory.
Yeah, and so anywhere from 40 to 50 student guests typically we'll have there on a Sunday morning. And so this year we just packed it. It was amazing, yeah. Yeah. Right, well, what other questions do you have?
Yeah.
I can wrap up here and hand it back over to Randy. If you think of any afterwards, come find me. We'll be hanging out, and just want to say again, thank you very much, and thanks for the opportunity to come and share, and thank you for being a part of helping enable us to be out there and doing that. So.